Good morning, everyone. The time is 10 a.m. and today is April 4th, 2025. This is the Deputy Zoning Administrator hearing. My name is Megan Alton, and I'm going to... That's the third. I'm sorry. It is not the fourth. Thank you. I'll be the hearing officer today. There is one item on the agenda, and that is the County of Marin conditional use permit and design review application. Before I start the hearing, if you would like to make a comment on the project, please fill out a speaker card. Please be sure to write your full name and provide those to the secretary. This meeting is being recorded, so please speak clearly into the microphone and please identify yourself. Direct your comments to me. Each speaker will be given 3 minutes for testimony. The applicant is given 5 minutes if they so choose. The one item on the agenda today is for the applicant is requesting the conditional use permit and design review approval to replace an existing antenna with a new 43-foot tall monopole and accompanying equipment. An existing telecommunication facility in the county-owned right-of-way in unincorporated Mill Valley. Aaron Yata is a planner who has been working on this project. Are there any additional correspondence regarding this topic? Thank you. Next, I am going to open the public hearing. Please note that that this meeting is being recorded. Melissa? Did you want to speak?
Thank you. Thank you, Zoning Administrator. I'm here to answer any questions that you have. This is a mandatory relocation for New Singular Wireless doing business as AT&T Mobility to relocate off of an existing site nearby that is currently in violation of a PG&E rule that is unable to be rectified. So we appreciate the recommendation of approval by the Planning Department and look forward to selecting a color for the monopole that was the only condition that the Design Review Board came to after examining our application earlier this year, January 2025. But any questions that you have, I'm here to answer. Thank you.
Thank you. Seeing no other speaker cards and no one in the audience that would like to speak, I'm gonna close the hearing. I guess just some follow-up questions, Aaron. With condition approval 2A, is the intent to have the signed lease agreement prior to issuance of a building permit, or just to have the lease agreement, like, finalized? Like, I guess it says finalized, but I wasn't sure if that meant, like, signed and executed.
Yeah, the intent is that it has to be formally finalized. The Board of Supervisors actually has to approve any lease agreement, so it would have to be approved by the board and signed.
And we don't have a date for that yet?
No, not at this time.
Okay. Thank you. Melissa, were you looking for us to select the green color or for the poll, or did you... I guess just clarification on that. Were you looking for us, the county, to select the color?
Thank you. We did provide a color palette of deep forest greens to the planning department that were deemed a suitable palette. And we are happy to choose one that is completely camouflaged in stealth with the leaves of the trees in that exact area.
Okay.
We can do that. Aaron or the planning department may do so, but I'm happy to have our team do that
Okay.
and be consistent. I would like to say that the AT&T new site build team is, we're trying to be cutting edge and really maintain stealth standards. I've seen some of the wireless facilities that are in Marin County, and we would really like to elevate some of the, there's a lot of browns, I can see that. Mm-hmm. And so having some greens, it could be maybe have some consistency perhaps in the county. So if you would like to, whatever you would like the planning department suggests, we'll follow suit.
Great, thank you.
I just can maybe promote consistency if you would like.
Okay, thank you. I was just unclear about your comment, and so I was just trying to clarify. Thank you.
Thank you.
So just I want to mention briefly for the record that the county has discretion authority in reviewing applications for wireless facilities is significantly limited by state and federal law. So just so that's noted, I have read the report and I have visited the site, and I am in agreement with the conditions of approval recommended by in the staff report. Related to the colors, I don't want to select a color. I wouldn't choose it up to the applicant, but I think the range that is shown in the plans is acceptable. So I am in agreement that it with the condition from the Strawberry Design Review Board, but I'm just going to leave it at that. Related to the coloring, though, I do want to add special condition number 12, and then that's just so upon when it's constructed, we're going to, it's just a standard condition, sorry, a standard special condition, but that it's just verifying that it is actually carried through and done at the time of construction. And that is before final inspection. So the applicant, for example, would have to, you know, provide a picture, or the planner would go out there just to verify that the color corresponds to what was in the approved building permit. So just adding special condition number 12. Just the final resolution might look a little bit different. I just want to note that under finding 7A, the bold text is actually finding B, and that the finding B that's listed should actually be changed to finding C. It's just a little formatting thing. And then under condition of approval 2A, never mind. I'm going to leave condition 2A as it is. So I think with that, I think it's just adding condition of approval. Special condition of approval 12. Oh, and then sorry, under the conditions of approval, again, there's a little bit of formatting, and so that will just be reworked slightly for the final resolution that's signed. It looks just like a couple of sentences needs to be moved up and another paragraph started, but there's no text changes. It's just formatting changes that Aaron and I will take care of there. So with that, the project is approved. Please note that this decision is not final and can be appealed within 8 business days. Thank you.